The proposal for a soccer stadium at the Memorial Center has officially been withdrawn, marking the end of a contentious debate that captured the attention of many Kingston residents. The news of a potential FIFA-grade stadium at the Memorial Center sparked community debate in January, as community members, councillors, and the developer Victory Grounds Ventures grappled with concerns from neighbors, including loss of green space, noise, and traffic, and the opportunity to support local sports organizations and potential economic benefit. When brought before council, it was ultimately decided that the city and Victory Grounds Ventures would explore the idea. However, just before next steps for development were meant to come before council, Victory Grounds Ventures announced that they have withdrawn the proposal. Victory Grounds Ventures managing partner Paul Barbeau spoke with CFRC following the announcement.
What were some of the factors that ultimately led to this decision to withdraw the proposal at the Memorial Center?
So I think the key issue is there could be some pending legal issues between the city and another party. And we felt that that could delay the project and cause other issues. So we felt it wasn't right at this time to continue.
While details of the legal issues remain under wraps, the project likely would have faced other obstacles, including pushback from the community and councillors. Williamsville Councillor Vincent Chinnani shared his thoughts on the news that the stadium will not be taking shape on the green space in his district.
Maybe it was a relief because there was a lot of tension in the community, and it just really wasn't an appropriate development for that area anyway. So it's a relief that we don't have to go down that way and then have it probably fail at council, most likely. Or I don't know how the other ones would have voted, but I would have been pushing for it to not go through. So that location is very well used. It has like a lot of uses, and it was actually a vision to revitalize the whole area. And now that's what we're going to be focusing on again, back onto that plan. But it's not like we don't want his project here. I mean, there's probably other locations that would be much more suitable, as opposed to like somewhere that's very dense area there's not a lot of parking, and it just would have been a lot of people in a very small like area.
Moving forward, Chinnani also noted he is hoping to put measures in place to protect the property at the Memorial Center.
And I try to push it so that nothing like this can happen again, because this is the third time that as a proposal that comes for the Memorial Center, and it causes a lot of outrage. So now if we can get a plan in place and then just say, okay, this is what it is, and this is what it has to be, and kind of also discourage anything like that from happening again and protect the area, that would be the goal.
Despite the setback, Barbeau says that Victory Grounds Ventures still has sights set on a stadium and Premier League team in Kingston.
And are you now considering other areas in the city for the stadium?
So I signed an exclusivity agreement with the city that expires in May. So I'm not allowed to speak to any other party until the city releases me from that agreement. But through this process, we have identified two potential locations, and we're interested to speak to those landowners to see if it is a fit. You know, one of the things this last month and a half, 2 months has done is it solidified that this is a project that can work in Kingston. Over and over, we heard the population is excited about this project. It was just Memorial Center wasn't the right site. And I agree with that. Memorial Center was not the right site for this project. So, you know, the city itself is excited by this and looking to support it. And all that I've seen in the last 2 months is exactly just supporting all the assumptions that I made prior.
I was wondering, because I know there is a deadline. Does this take Kingston out of the running for having a Premier League team in the near future? Or does that just sort of push the date a little further into the future?
Yeah, so it just pushes the date a little bit into the future. So, you know, the CPL is expanding in 2026. Obviously, we won't make that date. And Marnie said as much when she was spoke at the council meeting back in January. So, you know, we're looking at either a 2027 or 2028 start. For League One, we are already speaking to some other potential locations that we can play out of for 1 to 2 years before we have our stadium built. So we have a plan already worked out for the two leagues, and we're confident that we will be able to get them both up and running most likely by 2027.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.